Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
It's time for the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill Studios, across from Tropicana Field in downtown St. Petersburg, Florida. Providing a positive perspective from the peewees to the preps and the pros across Tampa Bay and the USA. Get your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection and your hosts, Mike Rickard and Ben Botham.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection, the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. We're live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, right across from Tropicana Field, 25 days until the pitchers and catchers report. And I know that Ben Botham, baseball Ben Botham, is ecstatic about that. I'm still not in a good mood after that news about NIL in the high school world. That is absolute BS. It's sad. And if there's anybody we need to lobby to, our audience and our high school audience needs to just stuff the ballot box. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy that that's even a thought in their minds. It's all greed coming down from the top, but hopefully...
Who the hell proposes something like this?
Probably whoever's getting a nice little paycheck. That's who, Mike.
Exactly. All right, well, we've got a great second hour. We're going to talk to Steve DeBerg, former Bucks quarterback, would we say? Seven different teams.
Yeah, seven different teams, I believe.
And it was the Niners. Let's see if I remember. It was the Niners. It was the...
Let's see here. All right, let me pull it up.
Niners, Chiefs, Broncos, Cowboys.
Yeah, Dallas Cowboys, the 49ers, the Denver Broncos, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the Kansas City Chiefs, the Miami Dolphins, and the Atlanta Falcons. 5, 6, 7. And then New York Giants as a quarterback coach. Indiana Firebirds as the head coach.
And your Tampa Bay Storm.
I love the Storm, Mike. Bring them back.
I loved arena football. I was heavily involved in arena football.
Mike, imagine, because I was young when I was going to those games over there, and it was all the way over at Amalie Arena. It was something different at the time. But I love seeing the players getting hit, and then boom, right into the stands. That was awesome.
So it wasn't here
when I was
1992
going.
Is when they opened this baby.
Yeah, and so I mean they started off there, but then they ended up over at Amalie Arena. I remember driving over there to go see the games. And
the Ice Palace.
I guess. Well, was it Ice Palace when I was going there? Maybe when I was really young. I don't quite remember, but my dad, his buddy Rick, used to always give us some tickets from time to time, and we'd go there, and you'd see the players get rocked, go right into the stands, and man, the halftime shows were spectacular for a young boy.
Oh, absolutely. my sons Michael and Benny were blessed. 1997, the Iowa Barnstormers. Mm-hmm. Kurt Warner was their quarterback. And the founder of arena football, Jim Foster, who I've had on before, and we'll get him back on again. Jim Foster, he contracted me out to do the game day papers. Mm-hmm. So that was an absolute blast. My kids would be out front handing out the game day as you came into Vets Auditorium in downtown Des Moines. But it was the biggest show in Des Moines, Iowa by far. Down here in Tampa, you had to compete, other professional sports.
Sure.
But the reality up there, the Iowa Barnstormers were it. And there were several guys that ended up playing in the league. And, of course, a two-time MVP and Super Bowl winner, and that was Kurt Warner. So that was just some great times. My boys, just like you, they're right up there against the wall, kind of like being behind the glass in hockey.
Yeah, it was awesome. I loved every minute of it. But I am excited for one of our guests, the Nigerian Nightmare. I was reading some of his bio.
Christian Okoye.
I saw in his post-NFL career, he was an investor in the Golden Baseball League, Mike. So I'm excited about that, because we were talking a little bit about baseball coming up. So, hey, can't wait to hear from him and, what the league did. And
we're going to be trying to grab these guys in between shots. They're going to be on the golf course. It is Steve DeBerg's 70th birthday. Then Barry Smith, who introduced me to Steve DeBerg, of course, the former number one draft pick of the Green Bay Packers. And then he finished his career up. Actually, Barry finished his career up with the Tampa Bay Bucks. But I don't know if I gave you this factoid. Howard Twilley, your dad will remember this name. Howard Twilley played for the Miami Dolphins. He was a standout wide receiver, and I believe he was from played at Florida. He was retiring, and they went after Barry to bring him on, and then Barry got polio, which was unbelievable in that era. And so anyway, so Barry will be on, and then Randy Grimes, a former Baylor Bear, and he was snapping the ball for 9 years. for 9 years for the Buccaneers, and he's down in Texas now. And he's trying Steve DeBerg, but he's, like I said, he's on the golf course, we've got plenty to talk about in the meantime.
Oh yeah, we always do have something to talk about, but it's hard to pull somebody away from their golf game, Mike. On the 70th birthday,
he's probably got it on silent. We just talked to him before I went on the air.
Yeah, yeah. No,
we'll do a little text there. Yeah. I wonder what it was like being on seven different teams. And the reality, just like Barry still has two dogs in the hunt that he played for, the Packers and the Bucks. And in Steve's case, he had a cornucopia of options that were, the Niners were in the playoffs, Chiefs are still in the playoffs, the Bucks are still in the playoffs. Yeah. So I wonder who, where his heart at, and he saw his Dallas Cowboys get just pummeled.
Yeah, that does make it tough when you got a lot of dogs in the fight there. Thankfully I haven't had to worry too much with neither Savannah State or Georgia Southern making it far into any college playoffs. So I haven't had to pick a side yet on that one, at least. But it does make it tough. Let's see, what else is going on around the sport news? Oh, Amazon Prime is bailing out Bally and Diamond.
What's that
Sports
deal?
So MLB fans can watch their games. So I'm very excited about that. You know, there was kind of...
Well, what if you have Spectrum? It's part of my deal. But I'm a YouTube guy, and I have Prime. So those games are not going to be broadcast on Spectrum then?
I think it's still to be determined at this point. The deal is kind of still being understood. Let's see here. It's $100 million lifeline to help the Diamond Sports emerge from bankruptcy. They're only going to be a part owner. It doesn't look like they're buying out the entirety of it, but it would also include the rights to stream all 162 games to the Detroit Tigers, the Kansas City Royals, the Miami Marlins, Milwaukee Brewers, Tampa Bay Rays. And Amazon looks to expand even further into the NFL playoff games as well. So they're making major moves here to try and take over sports. I mean,
what do you think of that? First of all, let's back up to last weekend. What did you think about Peacock and the Dolphins and the Chiefs? And they say 30 million people jumped on and watched the broadcast, but it was the lowest of all the games broadcast over the weekend.
Yeah, I think I
buckled under the pressure, mm-hmm. and I got Peacock.
Well, I know a lot of places that I was thinking of going to were not airing the game because they just refused.
I told
to buy
you last
Peacock
week the numbers. Sea Dogs, 30 some televisions, mm-hmm. about $6,900. I didn't ask Mark the number down here, but we've got 100 some televisions. So can you imagine what that little price tag was?
Exactly.
They both have DirecTV.
I know a lot of local places might have had somebody they know sign in to a stream.
You think? So I owned a little tavern back in the day, and the guy that bought it from me, he's the king of that.
Yeah.
I didn't know how to do any of that stuff, but there was a lot of boxing cards, let's just say that. I mean, big-time cards that were broadcast.
Splicing into the cable wire, Mike?
Yeah, into the little name. Well, we had a guy that worked for the cable company. He was a regular.
Hey, that works. That was a home run, man.
We'd be packed.
Yeah.
So, never got busted on that one.
That's good, but I just don't understand it. I know that now everybody's into streaming, but it sucks because it's worse than cable. You know, cable, you're paying $200 a month for all the sport packages, this, that, and the other. You got to get your movies, everything. But now you're paying $10 for this service, $15 for this service.
It all adds up.
And it's just as bad as cable.
Exactly. If you pile up all of the streaming services that you really want to watch, mm-hmm. You still pay. I stick with YouTube because I get a lot of options with YouTube.
You certainly do. I only pay for Apple Plus because it's kind of a bundle, because I already pay for the music and I pay for the extra storage, so it's cheaper to include.
Here's
it
the
all.
Reality, though, Ben. You and I are fortunate. We're middle-income Americans, but we can find $5, $10, $15 for an event like that.
Sure.
But there's people across this country that love sports that want to watch them, mm-hmm. and don't have that capability, and that's the true reality of it. The common fan, yeah. And it's no different than the common dad You know, he's got four kids and he wants to take them to a baseball game. Those days are done.
Yep.
And that infuriates me as well. You're cutting the family experience out of baseball. Yeah. But these boys did a good job last year with $10 tickets.
They certainly did. You know, it's hard.
They got it at the concessions, though. But they come to eat at Ferg's and then they go.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, you can't put out the rabbit ears anymore and really watch a majority of your
rabbit ears.
You still can get something over the air a little bit.
The rabbit ears?
Not. It's like you have to get a special box. It's a little bit.
Oh, I had that about 6 years ago.
It's a little bit different. That's.
There aren't very many stations.
Yeah, it has to be, you know, ABC, NBC. They legally
have. And you
got to
get outside and kind of aim.
Yep.
To pick up a signal.
They legally have to still broadcast over the air. NBC, ABC, all the like major networks.
They do.
But why are they doing all these streaming services? So that way, you know, they can start working away from that. They don't have to invest that money into broadcasting over the air like that anymore. But it is nice to see that some places like the Rays doing the $10 tickets or doing the season pass is able to kind of make it a little more affordable for people, bringing their families out there. And I think even the Rays did on Friday nights. It was like $5 Budweisers and Bud Lights, I think, was the deal. So, you know, there are efforts to try and make things more affordable for the fans. And we love to see that. Even some stadiums like up in Atlanta. Atlanta does $5 beers. They do all kinds of meals under $10. So that way
Because outside in the Battery, you're going to spend $100 for two people to have a few beers and a bite to eat in the Battery, I'm sure.
Yeah, and that's why you got to swing by Ferg's before you go to any of these games, too, because it's great prices, great food, and great people.
Hey, you know what's next Saturday?
What's that?
It's going to be a nut. It's going to be crazy here. It's that Royal Rumble.
Royal Rumble?
So they're expecting about 45,000 people across the street.
What, is The Undertaker coming to SmackDown?
It's going to be here. You didn't know that?
No, I'm not a wrestling guy.
Well, I'm not either, but it's happening. We're preparing like it's opening day at baseball season. Yeah, the Royal Rumble is over at Tropicana Field next Saturday night. It's going to look like opening day here. We're going to have food trucks. We're going to have live music. We'll have the NFL game on. Okay. I mean, it's going to be absolute chaotic down here a week from today. So get here early, park, and we'll have some fun. But, yeah, you didn't know that.
Jeez, yeah. I guess the Royal Rumble
right there, my man. Can you imagine what that crowd's going to be like?
It's going to be insane. Wrestling fans go crazy. I mean, I'm not big into modern wrestling, but I do love watching.
I can't stand it, but
I took some old clips of, like, Hulk Hogan and Randy Macho Man Savage, Mike. That's some good stuff right there. And, you know, a lot of them live around here, and I think that's why it's so big here. Hulk Hogan has his own restaurant, and, you know, it's great stuff.
Well, I tell you, a guy that should have his own restaurant, especially today, it's his birthday, and he is Steve DeBerg, kind enough to take a few moments. He's out on the links, the golf course, with his buddy Christian Akoya. What's going on, brother? How's that? Where are you golfing at, and what's the weather like?
This is Christian Akoya. He's just making his putt right now.
Christian, we were giving you plenty of love talking about your career. I watched you. I'm from the Midwest. I watched you at Kansas City, the Nigerian Nightmare, and as you ran over everybody in the league, you just had a wonderful 6 years in the league, and bravo, and it's a pleasure and a privilege to talk to you.
Well, thank you. I'm over here enjoying the Steve DeBerg spread there, you know, playing golf.
Did you ever think 70 years young, right?
Yeah, 70. Over here, running around crazy on the golf course.
Well, I love your story that you came to America for track, because I'm a big track and field guy, and ended up approaching the coach in your 20s. They wanted to play the American game of football, and bravo, what a success story. I bet it's a lot of fun to reflect back on what you did with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Definitely. You know, I'm blessed. You know, coming over here for something else and then find myself playing football, you can't ask for anything more.
Did you still have that passion for track and field? I mean, you were a world-class, was it discus thrower, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was discus. Of course I love track and field. You know, I mean, that's why I came over here to this country. And every time track and field is on TV, I'm watching it because that's my passion.
Yeah, mine too. Hey, we were looking up some information, and my young Ben Botham has a question for you. He's a baseball guy.
Yeah, I was wondering, when did you get a passion for baseball? Because I was looking here, it looks like you invested into the Golden Baseball League. What was that all about?
Steve just made a birdie, so he's happy.
It's a birthday birdie for Steve DeBerg.
Yep, it was a good one.
Yep.
So did you find a passion for baseball while you were over here?
Yeah, I watched baseball a little bit, not too much. You know, I'm used to playing soccer, so watching baseball is a little slow for me. Football was the next thing for me, you know, playing soccer. I had to, lean to football more than baseball. A lot of my friends play baseball, but I never really got into it.
So what was the Golden League that you invested in?
Oh, yeah, I invested in, some friends got together, Golden State League, back then, and they asked me to invest. So I invested in it, you know, just an investment purposes. But I have a lot of friends that play baseball too, but I just never got into it. I go to games. I go to Dodger games. I go to Angel games back in Southern California, you know, with friends. But I'm still, you know, learning, trying to get into it.
Well, you'll probably be going to Dodger games this year, so you can see that star-studded lineup out there. Those tickets won't be cheap this year.
No, it was never cheap. You know, one thing about the Dodgers is that the stadium is always sold out. You know, it's always sold out. It's always a lot of people there. And but this year in particular, it's going to be something else because of, Otani or the two Japanese pitchers that they got. Everybody's buzzing about that in Southern California for sure.
I'm sure. All right, before we hand it over to the birthday boy, describe your golf game. Can you take DeBerg down, or has he got your number?
He got my number today because it's so cold. It's not this cold in California. You know, I don't play golf in 44 degree weather. You know, and
when you fly to see the birthday boy for his birthday, you got to do what he wants to do, and hopefully you're bundled up today, and you guys are gonna have, I guess, a big bash, 70 some people tonight. That should be a lot of fun.
It will be a lot of fun. It will be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, I appreciate you taking a moment to visit with us. We opened up the show an hour ago, and we talked about all your accolades, Pro Bowl. You're in the Kansas City Chief Hall of Fame. I mean, for a shortened career, you know, you led the NFL in rushing. Just an amazing career for someone that never played football until his 20s.
I tell you, I am blessed. You know, I can't, you know, anything that came to me is a blessing. I'm really blessed playing this game and being the things that I had. You know, in the past, going to the place and meeting many people, I'm blessed.
I will say this, Christian. You sound like such a kind man, but when you were on the field, the Nigerian nightmare was definitely, you put a lot of fear in linebackers and defensive backs when you were in the league. I remember that clearly down at Arrowhead watching you play.
Well, I tell you what, when people are running to you and want to kill you, that's got to change your mind.
Yeah. Hey,
you change from a nice guy to somebody that wants to survive, for sure.
Were you there when Joe Montana was there, Christian?
Yeah, he came to Kansas City my last year.
Gotcha. Yeah, I saw you guys in the playoffs play against the Seattle Seahawks. That was cold. That was really cold.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. I remember that.
All right. Well, you stay warm. Let's talk to the birthday boy for a minute. I appreciate you taking time to join us.
Well, thank you.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, brother. Hey, happy birthday. And how about that birthday birdie, huh?
Yeah, right? Yeah. Yeah, that was fun.
So where are you guys playing at?
We're out at Chabal. And I got my son playing with us and Christian and and some other friends. Yeah.
You know how many interviews I've done with Barry Smith from the golf course? It's great. So I don't want to take too much of your time up. We've been talking about you and all your journeys and all the great teams you played for. But I want to get your opinion on this 2024 Bucks team as they get ready to take on the Lions tomorrow at 3:00. I wanted to get your professional opinion. What do you think of Mayfield, and what do you think of this team this year?
I like both. Mayfield has he seems to really thrive with the pressure of it, and he appears to be a really good leader, you know, and all that stuff. I think we're lucky to have him, really. It's the playoffs, and everybody's team is good, and it's hard to predict who's going to win and how the game's going to go, but. I like the Bucks' chances for sure.
You know, we're looking at the teams you played on. You probably have some difficult decisions to make, who you're following, who you're pulling for, because you got several teams in the playoffs still right now that you took snaps for and had success.
Yeah. And it's fun. You know, I play for six teams, and quite often, you know, I have, a couple that are in the playoffs, and this year I got three with the 49ers and Bucks and Chiefs. I would love for the Super Bowl to be the Bucks and the Chiefs.
That would be a hell of a Super Bowl like it was several years ago. Hey, by the way, we've got somebody on the line that wants to wish you a happy birthday. Say hello to your great friend there, Barry.
Yeah.
Barry. Right. He's probably golfing too. You guys are both golfing.
Well, no, Barry. Not actually. We got a family gig. We're going over to South Tampa. We're doing the Children's Gasparilla Parade this afternoon.
Oh, that's right.
So he's playing golf, which you'd probably wish you were with him playing golf on your birthday. On his birthday day, and you're going to Gasparilla.
Well, hey, you know what? Hey, this is my birthday week, too. Remember, Monday was my birthday. I turned 73. So, Steve, God bless you. Another great Capricorn athlete. Can you guys hear me?
I can hear you. I think Steve might be on the tee box. We just got done talking to Christian Akoya.
Yeah, you know what? You can't interrupt a guy playing golf with his buddies, and he's got a son, one of his best buds in the world. You know, God bless him, you know? So, hey, I did the same thing on my birthday. I was golfing. So,
I know.
You know, what the hell?
I've done several conversations with you on the golf course. So, who do you like... Who do you like in the score tomorrow?
Well, sit down. Hey, listen. Obviously, I'm rooting for the Bucks. Are you kidding me? I'd love to have the Bucks win. No, I think the way they played last week, they certainly showed they were ready.
Well, your buddy Steve DeBerg's on. Why don't you wish him happy birthday, and I'll let both of you guys get back to the Gasparilla preparations and the birthday golf round. He just got a birdie, by the way, Barry, on his birthday.
Well, it's not.
Hey, Barry, how's it going?
Hey, Steve, I'm doing fine, my friend. I understand you just made a birdie, but, I mean, if you're playing putt-putt golf, it can't be that difficult, is it?
Yeah. No, we're out here, Shabal.
Hey, Steve, I look forward to, you got to get your ass down to Pasadena and let's tee it up again real soon.
I know. I love it.
We'll get Parnell Dickinson. Yeah, we'll get Parnell and Kevin House and some of those guys up, all right?
Yeah. Sounds good.
All right, Steve, you go back to your birthday celebration and happy 70th. Right. And I appreciate you taking time. And tell Christian that was a nice conversation. The Nigerian Nightmare, he was the real deal, as you were. And have a great birthday, my man.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right. Well, Barry, I appreciate you introducing me to him. He had me dying last night telling me some stories from his journeys to the six different teams across the league. And they're not to be repeated on the air, but he's a hoot.
Hey, listen, Mike, all the great stories are non-repeatable on the public airwaves. and that's why they're great stories.
Yeah, without a shadow of a doubt, very, very fortunate.
Hey, Mike, we missed you the other day when we had our press conference for the NFL Alumni Super Bowl golf gig.
Yeah, I was battling a little bug. I was really disappointed. We had Clemmy Perry on the golf show on Thursday night, and she talked about it and spoke very highly of Barry Smith. She says she's pleased like I am to have you in our corner, but we are fortunate. But yeah, it's going to be a great event. I'm looking forward to it. You got Dexter Jackson in the mix. You're going to have some of the more current Bucks that have retired of late, and I'm looking forward to that. That's a superb event. And now you guys with John Rager as the tournament director have got it rocking and rolling.
There's no doubt about it. It'll be an epic event, first class all the way, and we're very excited about launching it now. And so very shortly we'll have all kinds of information out there real soon about getting sponsorships and teams and all that kind of stuff. But and we've already secured one major sponsor, so hey, it's pretty good, not bad.
Okay, so where are the Smiths going to be positioned with your little beauty for this kids' Gasparilla parade? I'm sure you guys got a hot, ideal spot.
Oh, well, let's put it this way. We're in a private party right on Bayshore Boulevard with everything you need. You know, it's a full accompaniment because it's to our son who's a member of Ye Mystic Crew. And so he's hooked us up, and we got everybody, all the families there. My daughter even flew down all the way from Pittsburgh to be with us. So it's going to be pretty good.
Well, I saw those pictures of your son going to her school and dressed in his attire. That was pretty cool. And I hope you guys have a great and a safe time today. I'm sure you'll have a blast, and then tomorrow you'll have your feet up somewhere watching your Bucks, and tonight your Packers.
No doubt about it. Go Pack, go! I'd love to see another rematch of the Bucks Packers, of course, but here at Raymond James. It would be fun. It would really be fun.
We would be hosting that, wouldn't we? Yeah.
Yes, we would. Yes, we would.
Yes, that'd be great.
The big difference is the last time they met for the NFC Championship, it was up in Green Bay. And it was really, really cold, but it was a great win for the Bucks.
You were at that game. All right, my man.
That was Aaron Rodgers or Vince Brady. Hey, Mike, have a great one, all right?
And tell the family hello, and I'll talk to you this week.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, that's Barry Smith. I guarantee you, that guy's got more connections. He's right there on Bayshore. I assure you, it's one of those parties you and I would go. We're actually at this party.
Hey, next weekend's the big one, Mike.
Have you ever gone?
This will be my first one I'll go to. I think I'm going to try and make it.
Oh, my God. I'm going to make sure that I go and get bail money. And you put me on speed dial.
Yeah.
I'm going to be concerned about my little buddy sitting across from me.
Yeah.
Of course, you'll be one of like 300,000 people that are probably over imbibed. Are you gonna do the beads and the whole deal?
Oh, that's the whole point, Mike.
Are you gonna dress up like a pirate?
I probably
are you too cool
should.
For school?
No, I'm a big guy to dress up for events and things like that. I got to get a little pirate hat. And,
you got a little pirate juice in you first, yeah. Then you'll pick out your attire.
Yeah, it'll be a good time. This Saturday, the 27th, is Gasparilla. So I'm gonna try and get like an Airbnb.
Royal Rumble, baby, right here.
Yeah, that'd be good too.
Well, let's talk to Randy Grimes. He'd have been a perfect Royal Rumble kind of guy after his career ended. Former center for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, former Baylor Bear, kind enough to join us. You just missed the conversation, my man, with Barry Smith, who's on his way to Gasparilla. The birthday boy.
Gasparilla.
Yeah, Steve DeBerg.
Barry would be a good pirate, you know?
Oh, absolutely. And he's got that beard going again, you know? And his son, his son Andrew, he's part of that that Tampa Bay power structure over there where they all get all dressed up. So they're going to the kids' parade and party like it's 1999 with the kids. But we had Steve DeBerg on first, and it's his 70th birthday today. And he was on the golf course with Christian Okoye, the Nigerian Nightmare, and we had a nice little chat with him. He was something else, wasn't he?
He was, man. I just ran into him not too long ago at Dan Pastorini's golf tournament, and that guy looks like he could still play.
Well, I didn't know.
Not DeBerg. DeBerg doesn't look like he can still play, but Nightmare does.
Well, I did a little bio on him, and I actually saw him play in Arrowhead Stadium. I didn't realize he didn't start playing football until he was 24 years old. He came over from Nigeria to prepare to be an Olympic discus thrower for Nigeria, and because he came to America, they backed out on him, and he approached the football coach, a little Azusa Pacific. The next thing you know, he's in the Chiefs Hall of Fame, leads the league.
I know. That guy, he's just loaded with talent. He's one of those guys that just blessed with all kinds of talent, you know.
He's
a Bo Jackson, you know.
I was just
like
gonna say he's a
Nigerian Bo Jackson.
Well, he apparently his golf game isn't much, but while we had Steve on the air, he got a birthday birdie, so they're having a good time. And so what's going on this weekend? I know you'll be watching your Bucks closely.
Got some great games this weekend. And right now I am at a 12-year-old girls volleyball tournament. Man, you think going into the dog pound on the 20-yard line is loud? You should be at one of these 12-year-old girls volleyball tournaments.
You know what?
You can't even hear yourself think.
Well, bravo, being a grandpa and going to an event like that, because those are the great years. Mine are getting to that point where I'll start going back to the Midwest to watch them, but that's got to be a lot of joy for you and your lovely bride, too.
Oh, it is, man. That's the whole reason we moved back to Houston, you know, to be around the grandkids. And, you know, like I said, though, as soon as that last one walks across the stage graduating, I'm heading back to Florida, because I sure do miss Florida.
We'll have a warm seat right here. You'll have to pry me out of my walker,
and me both.
set me on the front of the microphone. Ben will hit the go button, and I'll just start babbling. Hey,
who you got for a Super Bowl? Who's your team?
Well, I'm a Packers fan, and of course, I'm in Tampa Bay Buccaneer territory. So I'd love to see that. It's not going to happen. Those two meeting in the NFC Championship.
They're both lucky to be where they are right now.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of parity. But since you're in Texas, why don't you give us a little, well, you know, Houston's got a lot to be excited about right now. But how's the rest of the Lone Star State doing after that debacle that took place in at AT&T Stadium by my Green Bay Packers?
I tell you what, it's not a good time to be a Cowboy fan, you know.
No,
I don't know. They're just, you know, they're a quarterback short of being a Super Bowl contender, and you know, I just don't think Dak. I mean, he's a great athlete. He's been a great quarterback. He's gotten them to where they are now. But as far as going to that next level, I'm not sure he's the guy.
It's like a Tony Romo rerun.
Exactly. And this year's draft is loaded with QBs, so maybe they can pick up somebody that, you know, 2-3 years down the road, they can be a contender again. But, you know, most of this state is Cowboy fans. Most of this country is Cowboy fans. And I think Jerry needs to get out of the picture, too. You know, that's part of the problem.
Without a shadow of a doubt. And I tell you what, I bet you there were a lot of wellness checks on Monday of rabid Cowboy fans across the state. A lot of people being checked on to make sure they didn't do anything to harm themselves. But Nobody saw
DeMarco
that.
Rines, the Texans are doing great, and that's exciting for people in Houston. And it's been a long time coming, and he's really come in here and changed the whole attitude of the team. You know, they believe they can win now, which is something that I don't think they thought of before he got here. And you know what? I think being a former player with that team has a lot to do with it, you know?
Oh, I agree. I mean, he's got emotional equity in it. But in Houston, it's like going back to the Bum Phillips days, huh?
Oh, yeah, Lovey Blue. And kind of like with Campbell up in Detroit. You know, it's a winning recipe, and you might see that repeated more over the next few years when some of these coaches are being hired, you know, former players for that team.
Well, I think it's a recipe for success because, as we've talked about, the emotional equity, the fan base remembers what you did as a player, and they welcome you back, and I think that's extremely cool. Okay, so what do you think about your Bucks tomorrow at 3:00? They take on Detroit in Detroit. You think they got a shot?
It's going to be a tough one. No, they always have a shot. It can happen, you know. But who would have thought that Green Bay would have beat Dallas like they did? You know, it's just so that anything's possible any given Sunday, and they better really show up to play though, because that's going to be a tough game.
Hey, I got to ask you: when you were under center for the Bucks, was DeBerg one of your 1,000 quarterbacks? I think you had 11.
Oh yeah, he has. He had the softest hands I've ever had under there.
That's your claim to fame. Is that what you tell him when you see him? Hey, I still remember.
Yeah, yeah. I pay him a little extra. He scratched for me back there, too.
Oh, my God. All right, well, we'll let you go. I wish I could have held on to him. I tried to hold on to him, but he was on the golf course. I didn't want to pester him any longer. But why don't you... get back inside and watch your granddaughter have some fun with the fam, and then we'll stay in touch, and we'll get your perspective. We're definitely going to get you on when you're in Radio Row at the Super Bowl, and we'll talk then, too.
Sounds good. Hey, and I'm starving, too, so buy my book, Off Center. Go to offcenterthebook.com and buy my book. I'm starving out here.
I thought maybe you wanted me to overnight some wings from Ferg's for your Super Bowl party.
Well, that too, yeah. Tell Ferg hello for me.
I will. All right, brother. You have a great day.
All right, man. Love you, bro. Take care.
You too. That's Randy Grimes, and kind of cool back-to-back-to-back to have these guys.
Yeah, hey, bringing some good jujus towards the Buckaroos here. Hopefully they get things done.
What do you really think without the betting, Ben?
I think the Bucks, of all the teams that they're going to go up against, I was really hoping they weren't going to go up against the Lions, because I'm really pulling for them. I was all season, just because, you know, they haven't won in so long. They win that playoff game, and of course now we're playing them, which kind of sucks, because it's such a good story.
Well, I love this story. We've got our old friend on hold.
I do think the Bucks are going to pull this one out.
Okay, well, I will say au contraire, because the big O, Oscar Garner III's on right now, and you just you just called it. What's the climate like up there? And I don't mean the outdoor temperatures. The optimism, the enthusiasm, the overpriced tickets, the second, of course, playoff game in 32 years, and you're right in the middle of it, my man.
Yeah, man, look, the optimism is high. I've been through the Detroit airport a couple times over the past month, and the amount of Lions gear I've seen there alone is more than I've probably seen in my entire life just walking around Detroit. The optimism is super high. The city is very excited, and I don't know what you're talking about over there, but the Lions are about to pull this one out. It's going to be a great game, though. Very excited to host Tampa Bay.
What did the line go to? Is the line as high as 9.5? Is that right?
It went to 10.
10? The line is 10?
Yeah.
Well, take your Lion love out of the picture.
Went back down to 6.
I thought it was 6. Yeah.
But it was 10 when I put in when I was putting in.
Well, you got it at the right spot. Mm-hmm. I think I would have taken the Bucks and the points, but the Lions will win.
Yeah, I take the Bucks and the points. Look, it's going to be a close game. If you haven't noticed, if you haven't noticed, there's always a receiver that pops off against the Lions. Mike Evans has been very solid and consistent this season. So Baker Mayfield's going to find his guy. They're probably going to score a good amount of points. But, again, it's the offense, one of the best offenses in the league this year. I mean, you can't bet against that.
No, you can't. And actually, and the Bucs went over Philly. Mike Evans had a couple of drops and wasn't that big a factor. It was kind of cool to see the other receivers. And you know, Godwin makes some big plays. But the depth of the receiving core this late in the season is getting pretty impressive for Baker Mayfield.
No, I couldn't agree more. I was just talking to somebody else, and I said, look, the Bucs are not – they're not a team that's going to beat themselves. You're going to have to actually perform better than the Bucs. You're going to have to get stops because if you provide opportunities, Baker Mayfield's going to find Mike Evans. He's going to find Godwin. Godwin's been a sneaky number two on this team, really putting it up more on the second half of the season, getting hot when it matters most. The offense is not in question. It's going to be, can these corners hold up on the Detroit secondary? Can these safeties step up, make good plays, get stops, and then give Goff time to be on the field, give him time to work?
So let's talk about Goff. You know, he's got a lot to prove as far as some people are concerned. Quite the statement against Matthew Stafford and eking that one out, 24-23. That was that one hell of a game. And the battle of former Lion quarterback and now the current and they just basically swapped uniforms, if you will. Unique story, but you think this is Goff's year?
I mean, when you look at the slate ahead, there's very much an opportunity here. You know, what we're really all watching is Packers San Francisco, right? Can the Packers still ride high? Can they get something accomplished out against the 49ers? Because if that happens, then Detroit Lions get a third home playoff game. The Super Bowl goes through Detroit. That gives them a great opportunity to see whoever comes out of the AFC. I'm not holding my breath for it, but look, if they beat the Buccaneers, which I think they will, is a great opportunity. Hopefully, they don't have to go to San Francisco to do that, though.
Well, I don't see Green Bay. I could have seen Green Bay sneak up on them had they not pummeled the Dallas Cowboys, and of course, Kyle Shanahan and that staff. That was actually ideal for it to go down that way. Because that they now are prepared for anybody that comes into San Francisco, and but the only thing about it, Brock Purdy hasn't had a whole lot of success in the playoffs. He doesn't, you know, he hasn't been in the league long enough. And last year, if you remember, he was knocked out.
Yeah, look, I don't doubt that Shanahan and his staff can't craft something up on the defensive side of the ball that can help give Jordan Love some troubles. And the thing that I'm really worried about is when it comes to the 49ers offense, right? The Green Bay defense is not. Oh, sorry, I'm losing my train of thought here. Sorry, guys. The Green Bay.
Some good looking woman just walked by. You can't tell up there anyway. They got 14 layers on. It's not like down here.
Oh no, everybody's looking like Eskimos out here. But what I was trying to get at is the Green Bay defense is actually performing at a higher level than they have been at the beginning of the season. Jair Alexander had a lot of good plays up against the Dallas Cowboys.
They played out of their mind, Oscar.
Yeah, no, they had a great game all across the board. So I would say, is Brock Purdy up to the test of playing a defense that has been playing at a higher caliber later in the season and had a good showing on the road against Dallas?
Well, time will tell. I think a lot of these coaches, and it's great to get a bye, and of course everybody wants a home field advantage, but sometimes that bye, as we've seen in every sport, is an Achilles heel sometimes. But again, this isn't Shanahan's first rodeo, and the majority of the star-studded lineup, it's not their first rodeo for the Niners. First rodeo essentially for Brock Purdy, healthy, so that will be a big factor.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm not really worried about the bye with these guys. Again, Kyle Shanahan's been there, done that before. I mean, he's been a consistent staple at the top of the NFC for the past few years now. So I'm not worried about that. What I'm really worried about is Brock Purdy going to be able to come back after that injury and have that same confidence to be able to take this team and finally get to that Super Bowl that they've been basically pushed out of for that last 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, well, and they're not trying to fire their coach. Hey, let's talk AFC. What do you think? Of course, great story. We just got done talking to Randy Grimes, who's in, actually lives in Houston now. And the great story, the Houston Texans, they travel to Baltimore today against the Ravens. I think that their day in the sun is has set, and you're going to see the Baltimore Ravens advance from that game. And then you've got the Chiefs, who, you know, Patrick Mahomes has never played a playoff game away from Arrowhead Stadium, and he's going to the frozen tundra of Buffalo, New York.
Well, look, when I think of the Texans, I think of a team that's really playing with house money. They didn't think that they would be here. Those are teams that are actually quite scary, right? They're going to play loose. They're going to play their best version of football.
Like the Packers.
Yeah. No, the Packers are another team I would throw on that list as well. So, you know, I wouldn't say the Texans are, you know, their day in the sun is out. They're going to play out there. They're going to play loose. C.J. Stroud is at peak confidence right now. He had a great showing against the Browns, a game that I called last week that I thought the Browns were going to give him trouble. I think that, you know, the Ravens' defense is not just probably, but just as good as the Browns. I think C.J. Stroud can handle it. It's going to be a close game. I'd still take the Ravens, but I wouldn't say that this is a true underdog story right now.
Are you listening, Ben, as you prepare for your bets with Hard Rock?
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely taking a look at Hard Rock Bet right now, trying to see, taking the advice of the Big O here, trying to see where what kind of plays I'm going to make, any of the player props I'm going to go for. So just trying to see if anything was catching my eye.
Big O, for the season, and we were doing a great job when you were down here on Big Monday at Sea Dogs, you and Alex Reba, and we're going to fire up the show again this Monday. Give Ben your just a ballpark, the percentage of your success on the pro side before he jumps on your picks.
I think I batted around 600 for the season on the pick sixes, around 600, 650. I really brought it home at the end. I went like 5-1 a couple of weeks. I had a good showing at the end.
Yeah, and I love that. We're going to get back with that with basketball, the ice pick six, which I kind of like how it just flowed off the tongue, and that was the Big O's idea. The ice pick six, one of our great sponsors. So where are you watching the game? Are you going to the game?
No. I was watching the tickets. They had got down about 460. I'm trying to make it work. I'm still watching to see if they're going to get any lower on some last-minute resellers, but most likely just going to go hang out downtown, kind of live it up, right? This environment is something that may not come back. This may be just, you know, 1 year, and we got to soak it up for what it is. So I'll be around the city. I'll be around to see the action, but no, I won't be going to the game, unfortunately.
Shoot some video and get it to me so I can put it on our social media, because you're still part of the team. We haven't put you on the waiver wire yet. You're still part of the team, and we love anything that you can send our direction. I was just astounded by some of the ticket prices, but you know, as Ben said, that's a little pricey. Well, people have had 32 years to save this money. I mean, you might as well go, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thought, right? When I saw the tickets at that one point, I mean, the nosiest nosebleeds, right? They were around $1,000 when the Lions first won the game. They had come down considerably. But when you think about the drought that this city's been through, I mean, the Pistons haven't been any good. The Red Wings are just starting to really climb back. Tigers haven't been any good. Like, this is everything, especially with the hype of Michigan as well, winning the national championship. Like, it's so much football euphoria in the city right now. I don't blame the city for driving the prices up.
What the hell happened to your Pistons? Man, they blow.
Yeah, what, 4 wins? Look, it's football season, man. I'm worried about the Lions right now. I'm still worried about the Lions. We'll get to the Pistons in a couple weeks.
It's also hockey season right now, because Tampa Bay has the chance to do one of the funniest things I've ever seen on Sunday. If they beat, they have the chance to beat the Lions and the Red Wings both on the same night. I think that'd be a great thing to see.
Well,
both in the city of Detroit.
Not if you're sitting in Detroit City, you wouldn't. I'll tell you what, if it wasn't the Bucks playing, I'd be all over Detroit. I want to see the North Division team successful and my Iowa Hawkeyes well represented on that Detroit Lion team, my buddy.
Oh yeah, no, that would be great. I mean, Lions and Packers in the NFC Championship, that would be one for the history books. I'm rooting for the Packers on this week, and hopefully we get to host them here next Sunday.
Well, like you and I said the other day, that North Division, that is the division to keep your eyes on from a power perspective in the future. We know what happened to the NFL, NFC East, but you take a look at the youth and what's going on and the four teams and the draft picks that the Bears have, and that's the division, and that makes you and I happy.
Hey, and look, Justin Jefferson is coming up on a contract year here, and he's expressed some affinity for the Lions players. You're seeing it retracting his social media on Twitter, getting really friendly with Amon-Ra St. Brown. You know, watch out. You know, we got to pay Jared Goff, but it'd be nice to get Justin Jefferson on the payroll too. So, you know, there might be a real power shift here coming up. But, yeah, the NFC North is on the rise. The Bears have a loaded draft war chest right now. Packers obviously looking good with Jordan Love, Matt LaFleur.
Chicago Bears. What? It'll be interesting to see what moves they make and if they move on Fields at all. Well, my man, be safe. As I told Ben Botham, if he goes out and about tonight, I'll keep plenty of bail money on me. But I guess I'd have to cash app it to you. Be careful, be smart, and have a lot of fun.
Hey,
and
hey, Mike, before I go, where do you think Bill Belichick's going to be coaching at the next season?
The Atlanta Falcons.
Really?
Atlanta Falcons. No, that's where Jim Harbaugh's going.
You think so?
Yeah. We're tracking him. He had a second interview already. Jim Harbaugh is going to be Falcons coach next season.
Well, it's going to be interesting where all these guys land. I mean, there was even conversation before they made an announcement that Pete Carroll was a shoo-in at Dallas. So we'll see. Whoever can put up with Jerry Jones, that'll be the next coach after that, if they ever get rid of Mike. But I don't see that happening anytime soon.
No, Mike's going to be there for a second, apparently, but. Hey, if that means the Dallas Cowboys keep losing, I'll take it.
Yeah, me too, brother. All right, he's Oscar Garner III, the Big O. Have a great time, my friend, and I'll talk to you soon.
See you.
So Detroit City would be the place to be hanging out, but it's going to be a little nippy.
Hey, it is going to be cold. And
if I have all the cities to pick where they're playing today, I want to be in Frisco. Baltimore is going to be cold.
Yeah, it will be cold, yeah. But hey, at least
Detroit's going to be warm inside.
Well, on the field. That's the thing, Mike. There's a dome there.
Yeah. Well, I know that. I was just going
to
say.
Remember the reporter?
I was talking about where I want to be to party.
Hey, as a Tampa Bay fan, I don't think there's any place better than to be in Detroit right now because we're going to sweep them that weekend on Sunday. Not only are the Bucks going to win, Lightning are going to win as well.
You are a true fan.
And we're going to put the kibosh on all of Detroit that night.
Well, you are a true fan. But the Packers are going to be excited about being out in San Francisco, the Bay Area, nice warm conditions. Baltimore, you know, that's not a dome either. But if you're a partying, you don't care. But and then, of course, the Kansas City Chiefs fans going up to Buffalo, they're accustomed, but not to that extreme. Well, we've had a great show. That second hour flew by, Ben. I appreciate you coming down, spending time with me. So for Rowdy Soccer, Jim Hart, and, of course, David Wilson, Brad Richardson, Oscar Garner III, our trio of Bucks, Randy Grimes, Barry Smith, Steve LeBerg, and then the surprise with Christian Akoya and Ben Botham, Joe Berdow, Matt on the controls. I'm Mike Rickard. Thanks for listening to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Wishing you and your families a fabulous weekend. God bless you. God bless America. And as always, be sure to have a championship week, and go Bucks.